animals, lost and liberated. The National Institutes of Health has recommended that all but 50 of the 360 chimpanzees kept for research in federally funded labs be retired. It's also calling for major cuts in grants to study chimps and an end to breeding the animals for research, and has strict new rules for the treatment of chimps that remain in labs. The NIH is taking public comment on the recommendation for the next 60 days. Final decisions expected in March, but some chimps have already arrived at Chimp Haven, an animal sanctuary near Shreveport, Louisiana. Animal rights groups are thrilled about this. Jennifer Whitaker is Chimp Haven's vice president. Jennifer, how big a deal is this?
This is a historical moment. The lives of hundreds of chimpanzees can dramatically change now that they will possibly be retired to a sanctuary system. They'll now have the ability to live in as natural of a setting as possible, to have social groups, have the freedom of choice to spend their day as they will.
Well, it's also a lot of chimpanzees. We know that the recommendation is that they are in groups of at least seven that have about 1,000 square feet of outdoor space per chimp. You've had a few arrive. Well, first of all, how do they seem?
The nine that have arrived yesterday have integrated into their new environment quite well. They're calm, they're excited, and even our existing chimpanzee populations have been looking on with much anticipation at these new friends that have just arrived.
But I know that the money to help do this, there's a $30 million cap on spending for Chimp Haven and the retirees, and that the Humane Society is going to ask Congress to move more money that would have been spent on research to this retirement now, but we know how tight money is in Washington. Are you going to be able to handle all these chimps?
Currently, we have to raise $5 million to bring 111 chimpanzees from the New Iberia Research Center to Chimp Haven, but obviously we'll have to raise significantly more funds to bring in hundreds of more chimpanzees if they are going to be retired over the next 3 to 5 years.
Meanwhile, do you sense, I mean, we don't want to be impose our own thoughts on this, but can you sense a feeling of liberation moving from the lab to what must seem like a playground?
We absolutely have. We've seen chimpanzees that have been depressed as they arrive to the facility to laughing and playing with new friends that they've just made. It's just a transforming moment when you see the personalities just come out once they arrive here.
Jennifer Whitaker, vice president of Chimp Haven, the animal sanctuary in Louisiana, taking some of the chimpanzees that had been in federal labs. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you so much.